Blog Talk Radio.
Venus!
Oh, Lord.
I had to do it this way.
Don't make no damn sense.
We're sorry we're late, y'all. We had some technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Corey was screaming for an interview.
I probably was, hell. Ain't no telling. I probably was, hell.
She might have been.
Sometimes you know how it is. Sometimes late at night, you walk away, you leave your porn screaming, you forget.
Right. And you totally forget what you're doing?
Yes.
I've done that.
All right.
We're alive everywhere. I can't hear the music. I'm coming in so I can introduce the
show. All right. We don't need that much intro music because we were late. Some people
That's
are already
true.
Angry. My phone is bzzz. I have my earbuds in so you can't hear bzzz. Where y'all at?
Oh,
I'm in my car trying to listen to Pixies. Ow! What is it? Somebody that listens over on iTunes. I love to listen to my bitches while I'm in the car. So I don't remember your name, but hello. Thank you. We love that you like to listen to us, your bitches, while you're in the car. Thanks a lot.
You just say hi. Your bitches say hello, by the way.
Your bitches
say hello.
They love you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We also say boobies.
Boobies. Hopefully you don't have us up too loud in your car because we're yelling all sorts of obscenities all up in the...
I stopped listening to Elite Aliens.
What'd you say? Elite Aliens? Encephalitis?
Elite
what?
Daily. I looked over Facebook and an ad for an article came up. I wore a strap-on for a week to know what it was like to wear a dick. Anyway.
That does not help you know what it's like to wear a dick.
No. Dicks are different. Do I really need to get into the biological aspect of this?
Yeah, don't respond to stimuli.
That's
going to
get all... Yeah. Gotta get all teacher on this.
Right? It is... The strap-on is nothing. I'm not going to say that. Moving on. Let me introduce the show. it's June 23rd, 2015. It is Tuesday, which means it's time for Pixinistas. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in fashion. Yes, and we know, and we love it. So tonight, I didn't really have... you didn't give a subject, so I just kind of looked up a bunch of random shit.
That's how we were going to roll tonight. I had eventually decided said we were going to, in my head, not to you two. Because, sometimes, y'all, I have conversations with myself. Y'all know how I do.
Yeah.
We were going to try to do some E3 cosplay, but I didn't really hear anything about people doing cosplay, E3 cosplay, which they shouldn't be because that's not the type of expo it is.
Yeah, there was a little bit that I saw, but nothing really stood out as like, holy shit.
Well, you shouldn't be. It's a trade show.
I think it's holy shit.
It's a trade show, so technically nobody should be in there with any cosplay on. It's all supposed to be straight business, and a bunch of lies, as we said last week. Wow, so much stuff going on. Did y'all know Batman Arkham came out today?
I did not know that.
The new Batman came out. I did not pick it up. I hear that's a really good franchise, but I never played it. Neither one of you played it?
Nuh-uh.
No, I used to know, who I'm talking about, but this particular person that I used to know played it and said it was amazing. Loved that particular franchise, so.
Well, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm still trying to recover from all of that steam sale.
Am I GLaDOS pumping her or am I lagging?
That might have been my voice because I had a moment.
No, she had a moment. That wasn't GLaDOS. That was her moment.
All right, well, then I'm lagging. Yay.
Yay, lag. Woo.
I see your Portal dress. Very nice.
It's not Portal.
Wait. Let me see your Portal.
Sorry.
That is Stargate.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are right. I just noticed the symbol. See, all I saw was circle and blue, and I went to Portal immediately.
No. This is Stargate.
You just reminded me. Have either of you seen Big Hero 6?
Yes.
Did anybody?
Tell me anything.
Well, I have to tell you this because you're going to be mad when you see it. It's a ripoff of Stargate and two movies and Time Cop. I'm going to need y'all to come up with your own apparatus. for the movies. Okay? Anyway, see, I didn't give away any plot to you.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Just don't tell me because I do want to see it.
Just know you will see
it. I just know I'm probably going to cry at it, and I haven't
really
been in the mood to cry.
No, you're not. It's a Disney movie.
I cry at Disney movies.
It's not that kind of Disney movie.
Okay.
I did not cry.
Okay.
You know that's my Okay, now I see what the problem was before the show, by the way, y'all. Google, look. Let me just talk to you for a minute. I have broken up with search engines for less than this. Don't be trying to install stuff, and then don't just tell me I need to install it, forcing me to restart my computer before I can see what you were trying to get me to install so that it would work. Just tell me that I need to install. I don't need all this drama from you. Oh, God. So, lovely ladies.
I have something.
Is it a naked man? Is it a naked man?
No.
Then we don't want to see it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got to do something real quick before you do that. I want to give a shout out to Sassy Lulu, who I just started following, who is a PlayStation horror gamer. Sassy Lulu. That's quite a PlayStation 4 collection you got there, Sassy Lulu.
Sassy Lulu. That's funny.
I just liked her name. I saw her name, and I said, I want to know what she does. And she says she likes games, and she's a PlayStation 4 gamer. For you guys out there that say girls don't play PlayStation 4, she has got an amazing game collection. We actually like some of the same games. Tropico 5, bitches. Okay, anyway, I'm going on. Sorry, I had to get that out.
You good now? Good?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I had to get it out.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right. My turn. I found this shirt, and it made me laugh.
Was there a man in it?
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That's cute.
I'm in one of those today. Okay, I can't see anything. Why is my stuff not good?
I don't know.
I like that. Drop it like a pot.
Yep.
Drop
it like a pot. I've done that before a couple times. I saw this and it made me laugh. It made me think of Corey because it's Link and drop it like a pot. And,
drop it like a pot. Mm. I'm already working on our what did I tell you I was making? Hard Knock what? Life, Don't Starve version.
Oh, yeah.
For us.
No, I can't. I'm not going to sing anything. I'm not singing anything on air because it'll be stolen. But I will tell you, it's adorable. No.
I can tell when Corey doesn't like camp because she sets fire to it.
I did that once. You see how these people are? I do something once and it's like you're going to do it every time. Notice they ignored the fact that I saved their asses when I set those trees on fire because nobody had any wood and it was dark and they were coming for us and I set the whole forest on fire to save their lives. The whole forest,
the camp, everything.
Everything.
The camp did not catch on fire that time.
Pretty sure I even saw a rabbit burn, all right?
I know you just lies these people tell, the lies. I cannot believe it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. For those of you that are wondering.
Bring me spider webs. Ooh, I just burned those spiders to the ground. Cool.
I know, right? I'm going to burn them bees. The bees looking at me funny. It's looking at me funny. I'm going to burn them damn
just
bees.
Just that, Ginger is not getting this cute little hat that I just found. I was saying to myself, I need to make this for Ginger because it's so cute for the winter. I got plenty of time. I'm not going to make it for you. I'm just going to pin it.
Well,
you want to see it?
Real fast. For those of you wondering what the fuck we're talking about Don't Starve. And we still have not gotten around to twitching it, mainly because we like playing it so much, we get fed up with trying to set up the Twitch. You know, fuck it. Let's just play.
Okay. I'm going to share this because I want Ginger to see what I'm not going to make for her. Look at that. Not going to make it for you. No.
That's adorable.
Wait. Oh, my God, that is so cute.
Not getting it. Not you.
That is so cute.
Not you.
You know what else would be very cute on?
Not you.
Some Zoopy babies.
Yeah. But
are you serious? She looks like she's going to tell me.
Yeah, I might make it for them. But you are not getting the real one because you are saying I burned down the camp when I saved
you. Man, I got to tell you later, too, about a crazy chick who messed with me. She was wanting. She was upset.
Not on tape. Not on tape. This is on. This is forever. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And man. Okay.
You may like her next month. So no. But if she hears this and you like her next month, she's not gonna like you.
That's true. That's true.
But you, Ginger, you don't get this for winter. No.
You're totally gonna get that for winter.
She might. This is some knitting. My knitting is not that good. You know who you want to knit this for? You, Pre-Teenatrix, and she hates knitting, and she is this good. Can y'all believe that? She is actually this.
I don't have the patience for the sort of stuff. I'm like, oh, that's so pretty, and I would get like the first three knots done. I'd be like, never mind.
She's a knot. No, it's a lot faster than that. She said the first three knots. First three knots would be like this much right here, didn't you? Just this little part right here. Right there on the edge, on the bottom, or just the tip of the ear, barely the tip of the ear.
Yeah, that's about as far as I'd get. I ain't even kidding.
I have heard people say that. One of my oldest and dearest friends says, I don't know how you do that. Once she came here one day and sat down and talked and was not paying attention that she was actually following my instructions and got up and walked away with a scarf, now you cannot stop this bitch from making scarves all winter long. So it just takes the right environment. Notice I put the N in because I like to say that. The right environment. Yes. So, Jen, do you come see Corey? Oh, my hand is cramping. What did y'all do to me? Y'all put a hex on my hand, didn't you? I'm going to need for y'all to pay attention. I got one over there role playing, the other one building stuff. And I'm
I ain't doing nothing. I was looking at the post.
What the hell? My second mic is not even open.
Hey, y'all see what I did there? See, that's how
I'm wondering what game you
Dude.
See what I did there?
Oh, I know what game that is. Oh, my God. Were you playing that game?
What game? What are you talking about?
You were playing Salem, weren't you?
Oh, you're talking about our Facebook page?
Yeah.
Old Salem pictures. You don't
remember that? Old Salem?
That's
okay.
Me and you. That's me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I was like, I know that game. What's that game?
Oh, yeah. I got an email about Salem. Salem. Yes, I got an email about that.
Can't wait. Okay, all right. I can go share stuff. Yes, yes,
no.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let me pull it up. Because, you know, we like to do our full little outfit to,
I'm going to stop sharing.
There we go.
Oh.
Doctor Who outfit. Let me make my screen.
Oh, that's adorable, actually.
It's got a
here we go.
Janelle Monáe Doctor Who-ish thing going on. I rather like
it. Yeah.
Yes. I love it. I love these whole little things. It kind of shows you how you can put together the outfit. Yeah.
I like it.
You know, and you could probably find these shorts that most stores during the summer.
Target.
Yeah.
I tried on a pair last year, but I got too much booty in the pants to wear those, so I can't wear those shorts. But
and you know, if you go to Walmart, I'm almost for certain in the little kids section you can find little earrings.
Oh, I thought she was gonna say the pants. I was like, you do not want to buy shorts.
No.
You bend over one time and there's a rip all up your ass.
Oh yeah. But no. I was just talking about, you know, I mean the jewelry is like, you know, you can just
that at Walmart, yes. Yes, you don't want to buy the shoes or the bottoms at Walmart, but everything else, the suspenders, as Ginger said, you can get at Walmart. You could get away with the shirt unless you have very big thick thighs, and you have to be very careful even with the shirt at Walmart. Bow tie, yes.
Yes.
They're good for disposable dresses. You know, you had that boyfriend that's a little too rough, and he just, never mind. So I want to rip your good dress, I'm just saying.
Hey, let's see. Wait, I got another one.
Ooh, I like that dress. Ooh.
Weeping Angel. The Blink. I love the dress. I love the earrings. I love everything.
Who is it from?
This is actually from companionclothes.polyvore.com.
I mean, is it a game, a movie, or you just liked it?
Doctor Who?
Y'all remember, I'm not a Who. I am not a Whovian. I am not a Whovian, but I do like those earrings. They are sparkly and dangly, and I like the dress. See, I put this together and wouldn't even.
I like the whole thing. You know what? I could wear this to my mother's church, and they would think I was just being really religious.
You did not pronounce that properly in the South. It's church. Say it right.
Church. You know I have trouble doing that shit. I enunciate too much.
Say it properly, church.
Wait, let's see if I can blow this one up. It's a very small picture. Oh, hey, I pulled up a whole board. Anyways. The 11th Doctor.
Shit, I'm trying to scroll down on your screen. Nice. Oh, God, it worked. Oh, no.
No, it didn't.
Sorry.
No, it didn't. Girl, you cray-cray. No, it didn't.
Captain Jack Harkness.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yes, yes.
That is something Ginger would wear.
It is.
This right here? Yes, yes, it is. Totally.
Yeah.
Yep, all right, that's all of them for that. But yeah, I think it's awesome. I love these sort of things. I don't know about that blue, man. I do not know about that blue. But these are all cute. So cute.
Show them,
okay.
show them.
I'm done showing them. I'm showing them all.
Why? I thought you had more Who stuff. Did you see? You didn't show them.
Oh, man, I got Who stuff for days. Wait.
Why does it sound like we're talking about
there we go.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Seasonus Perfectum.
Funny. I like that. I like
okay,
that.
I want to tell y'all I would like that for Christmas or birthday. Just saying. So I can yell it out while I'm chopping stuff. That is my favorite thing to do.
I can imagine, dear. Corey's big old dork. I love our dorks. Botas, cool. Okay, all right. If I keep showing all my Doctor Who stuff, I'm going to run out of stuff because...
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You posted Doctor Who, and I was like, oh, my God, look at that. Oh, no, wait, look at that. Oh, my God.
You saw the one that I posted just for you, that beautiful...
Yes, it's so pretty.
I know. You loved it.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I have something since you all yelled at me about Stargate.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all ready? Are you ready?
Beaming my Stargate. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I am not a Stargate.
When did YouTube get a... Oh, YouTube. Fuck you, YouTube. I hate you, YouTube. In the ass, YouTube.
Whoa.
Okay. I don't know what was...
You know, they used to have buttons you could just push to share straight to, you know, Facebook, blog... Or not blog,
they
talk.
They still do. What's wrong with yours?
I don't show it. I just... On share, all I see is the link. It's like, I'm lazy. I don't want to manually link.
All right. Well, yeah, you got some issues going on. Look at that.
Ooh. Oh, my God. I saw those.
Oh, my God. Now, are they actual sized?
I did not know. And see, Ginger did this because I'm a
cutter.
You see that? But this is from Instructables.com, and he actually tells you how to make them. We're going to go look. Do y'all see this? Mm-hmm. I just got this app. This is the coolest app ever. Yes.
I didn't even realize it was... Oh, my God. I got me a project.
Look at that. Wait.
I need these all over my house.
You need the app so you can take this on your phone, because I have this app, and this is, like, the best app ever if you like crafting, or even if you want to craft and not sure what to make. But look at this. He shows you step-by-step how he made it exactly. Kit Nature's number two. Look at this.
Sorry.
It's all right. Okay, so look at this. And all of this messiness comes out to be that beautiful thing. Look at this. You got to have some patience to craft people. Look at that. Bam.
I
want
to really do pretty. That. I'm going to have to do that. That is amazing.
I'm still waiting on Ginger to post instructions on how she made the fairy pumpkin because, you know, we got three teenagers all excited about the pumpkin. And then
cut a hole.
No. Instructions were, I was promised instructions, and I did not get them. I'm just saying.
You know what? I try to do instructions, and then she tells me I go too fast, or, you know.
No, that was for the blender stuff. You're crazy with the blender stuff. But other stuff, you do get instructions. But you just don't want to tell people. I'm going to tell Pre-Teenatrix. We're going to send you another glitter bomb.
They threatened me.
You got a glitter bomb. What more could we do?
Man, I know my husband was all like, I want to send them back a glitter bomb. I'm going to send back a glitter bomb. He never did.
No, he did. We were waiting. We were prepared. We had a counter offer coming back.
All I got to say is, you know, he's got a long memory. So 20 years from now, you may get a glitter bomb. And
that's good. We will laugh and send it back. What? Okay, I actually had this open before before the crash. I mentioned it, and then I forgot why I mentioned it. But do you see this lovely thing here? Is everybody still watching my screen?
Glitter bomb.
Glitter.
Do y'all see this? The Batman
hat? Hat? Uh-huh.
Yes. This is, and it's all glittery. Hip-hop.
Wait, it's supposed to be glittery?
I guess it's kind of cool. I'm not really into that sort of thing.
I don't really like the... I'm not a real big fan of glitter.
I don't like this one. I like this one in the background. The gray, as opposed to the black.
I'm not a big fan of hats, though.
I'm a big fan of hats when I have to go outside and I didn't comb my hair, which happens more often than you might think. I got to run and check out the trash. The hair is not combed. Can I let everybody just see me looking crazy? That's what hats are for. Hoodies. That's why I love winter. I can throw on a hat and a hoodie.
Yeah, my head's too big for hats. I just throw up my hair back in a ponytail.
You do know they have new hats that you can adjust to your big head, right?
Well, I don't really like hats anyway. So
well, then don't be coming up with excuses. Just say I don't want to wear it.
I really do have the reason I don't like hats in the first place is I never wore them because I got a big fucking head.
Y'all hear that, right? Now you're going to get a bunch of hats from people because they're going to be like, this hat don't you. That's why you don't say that. She got it coming. I will tell y'all where to send them. Send it to me. I'm going to send them all to her house in a big box.
Oh.
Call a box of hats. No. Yes, we call a box of hats. Just for you. Okay, I just see something that I want to try. I'm going to turn off my screen because I need to look at that. This has nothing to do with the show. I just see a crafting idea. I don't want to play with y'all. Okay. Somebody else will turn while I look at this.
Me. Ooh. Me. I'm going. All right. Where'd it go?
Oh, this is pretty. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Have you ever played a game and in your mind you're like, okay, I'm just going to do this one thing and then I'm going to log off, right?
Oh, I say that with every game.
Yep. And then, 2 hours later.
2-3 hours later. This shirt is kind of like that. Just one more level. Over and over. Yes, that's me. All the time. One more level and I'm going to log off. One more level. Okay, wait, no. Now I'm going to get one more level.
One more beefalo.
Awesome. One more beefalo.
Yeah, exactly. My thing is always, well, I can't log off until, I organize all the chests, all the inventory.
Yeah.
Man, I should probably replant those plants. I should probably go ahead and reharvest that. And damn, a couple of those trees are getting old.
Or, oh my gosh, that is some really good story. I cannot sleep if I don't find out what happens to them.
Yes,
prison architect. Let me just go ahead and make sure I have a workflow set up for these prisoners for tomorrow when I play so I don't have to worry about that. And I'll make sure let me turn on the security. I'm actually shutting down a prison.
Yes.
Look, I'm actually shutting down a prison for them. Let me make sure the high security level's locked down. Put this guard here, these dogs here. Okay, now, they have their workflow set up, and I need all these prisoners here to only do cafeteria duty. You guys are doing laundry. What time is it? Oh, it's like 3:30 in the morning. Okay, wait a minute. Let me do this real quick before I go.
I do that when I'm playing any game. Even if I'm playing my little town craft game, which is just a very simple simulator, town simulator from Steam. There's no fighting, no nothing. It's just building towns. I'm like, you know what? I need to go make sure my tavern is stocked. Okay, I need to bake.
Yeah.
I think I need to make 18 ale, and then I need to make some bread, and I need to make some pie. I should go fishing and get some fish and make some tasty soup. You know what? I should probably harvest those crops, too, because my farmers aren't doing a very good job. So let me go harvest that. Oh, shit, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I got to work tomorrow. Shit.
Let me do this one more thing before I go.
Yeah, but let me know what? I do need to do this real fast,
Let me tell you what's funny is, last week when we were doing the E3 show and you were talking about you might play Animal Crossing, for the reasons that we all just named, neither of you need to ever play Animal Crossing. Ever. Because you do have to do all that stuff before you go to sleep, because when you wake up, could be catastrophe. You play.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps going, even after you log off. I'm telling you.
I will never be able to just log off. I'll be like, you know what? No, my animals need to be fed. Okay, now I'm going to go do the crops. I need to check my feed again, make sure they're fed.
Me and the Scotsman used to play in shifts in each other's towns. I'd be like, okay, because, he's in Scotland. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to sleep. I need you to watch my flowers. Anybody come in my town? Because, other real people can come in your town if you leave your gate open, if they have your code. And because of, who we are, I had some people I had my code. I didn't know if they were on the up and up. They come in, they steal your flowers. Golden flowers are hard to come by. You had to breed them. I came in one day, some bitch had stole all my flowers, just took all my, I left weapons on the ground. They took all my katana. So then we started sleeping in shifts. Okay, I'm going to sleep. I want you to watch my town. Okay. Anybody come in here, boot them out. Okay, I go to sleep. I wake up. My DS is by my head. I keep hearing too many beeps. I wake up. What happened? Tap, tap, tap. Typing on the screen. What happened? Who came in here? Who was that? that's just so-and-so from such-and-such website. Uh-uh. What'd they take? I count 5 items on the ground. I left 6. Hori. Hori, the snowball melted. Oh, okay. Yeah, there was a snowball there. Okay, I'm going back to sleep. You watch it.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah,
or
sadly.
My favorite, you wake. There's an animal that you like that you want to keep in the town because they give you good stuff, and you wake up, and they have moved out because you didn't wake up when they told you they were coming to your house. I'd be by your house at 8 a.m., and at 8:05, you log in, and they have moved. That bitch's house is empty. It got some boxes in it. Oh, my God. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, y'all don't. I don't think y'all need to play that. I would never talk to these two. They would never sleep.
Nope. I'd be having it. I'd be at school going, I got to get home. What time is it? I got to get home. My animals need me.
You
I got to get home.
Girl,
I ain't staying out of school today.
Yeah. You don't got to get home. You pull it out your purse in class. You're talking about, okay, wait a minute. Nook said them wallpapers going to go on sale at 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Why the wallpaper ain't on sale? Miss Snow, are we going to do a lesson? Wait a minute. Sales starting in Nooks in 5 minutes. I'm going to get to you in a minute, baby. Get you in a minute.
Just sit down and write something. I don't know. Write anything. I'm busy.
Why you keep talking to me? You see I'm buying these turnips. You see this?
Yeah, my Animal Crossing.
I don't remember what the name of the game was that I used to play, but it was, oh, God, it was some little sci-fi game, and you had to send your ships out to go mine stuff and bring them back resources, and they were on a timer, and these took hours. I had my schedule set around that shit. No, it wasn't Eve. It was some little text-based kind of game.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Just in the browser. Me and several other friends played, and
sounds like
we were all.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Eve. It wasn't Eve.
It sounds like it. That's the other game I know that keeps going even after you're gone. I do love those games, but I don't have the time to dedicate to them. Even Animal Crossing, as much as I love it, I don't have the time to dedicate. And I was in love with The Last of Us. Snow will tell you, I was all like, she was talking to me when I unboxed my DS. I was like, oh, my God, look at the town. They got new stuff. And she's like, what? Oh, look at that. It's the butterflies. It's trickling down. The side. Oh, my God. And she's like, okay, I'm going to talk to you later. No, you're going to talk to me. Wait.
I'm like, no, Court, you really want to play because you're all like, oh, my God. Every time I go to say something, oh, they got this too. All right, you know what? I'll talk to you later. No, you're going to talk to me now. Okay.
I want a Sims game like that where my Sims continue to play. I don't have to leave them.
I think they tried that with Sims, was it 3?
No, you could leave them running and they would continue to play. You know, you have to leave the game on. But, I mean, I would like to be able to log out of it and come back.
Oh, yeah.
And things have happened.
All right. I got something else. We're going to move on. You ready?
Yeah, wait a minute. What was it I saw? What was it? Was that the Xbox?
I'm about to show you. You ready?
Do it.
Look how pretty that is.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
We've
I love that one.
We've seen that one before, but that one's prettier, I think, than the first one we saw. Does it glow? The question.
Actually, I don't know, but if it did, like if you could like touch it and it would glow, holy bejesus!
Yeah, that sounds.
That would be awesome.
Turn red around it.
Oh, it needs a red ring. Yeah, it needs to go red ring. It needs to be a mood. It's a mood necklace.
Yes. If
you don't like somebody, it goes red ring of death. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, that is horrible. People say that. Oh, my chest just tightened up. Oh,
the red ring. I've never seen the red ring, although I probably will now that I just said it. But I've never seen it.
Twice.
Just bought my Xbox and just set it up. 30 minutes later, red ring of death. I was like, are you motherfucking kidding me?
Oh, damn. I hope you got your money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. They replaced it.
Yeah, they for those first couple of years, it was easy to get replaced. So I'm on my third Xbox, but I have people that are on 7.
I got it, and I was like, this is
damn.
Yeah, I know people that are on Xbox number 7, Xbox 8, but yeah, I'm on my third one.
That'd be ridiculous.
Uh-oh. I got one more thing. You ready?
Do it.
This one's cute.
Do it.
Let me pull it up a little bit more.
How?
Look. How
oh, my God. That is cool.
I'm going to need that.
It's a me, a Mario. Yes.
I'm going to need that just because.
Oh, God. I have to tell y'all something my other half said the other day. He told me, and, you know, we're in our 30s. He's further along in his 30s, told me, I never realized Mario was Italian.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to share that. I was like, oh, my God.
And she put it here forever, so one day.
One day
he's going to listen to it and be like, really, honey?
He's going to walk
really?
In and smack you all
I'm going to tease him about that until...
I'm going to plead the fifth. I don't know nothing. We try to control her, but you know how
right?
it is. I just...
We didn't say we warned her.
I thought it was... Kitty, I don't know what you're doing, but if you chew on that wire, you're going to be...
Okay,
dead.
Wait a minute, Nana. In my turn. I got some good. It's for me though, but I like it. Y'all look at that. Bam!
Oh, bam.
All right, that's actually cute. And you can make that just so you know.
I could make that, but I can't wear Converse.
Why?
I am the opposite of flat-footed people. I have a super high arch, so I cannot wear these. I will be in utter pain. But I have always bought them, and I just look at them. That's all I can do is look at them.
can't do inserts or anything?
Nope. My little delicate toesies have to have all that lovely padding and an arch support. Yes, I even had, I think I've had those up until a few years ago, and I should have kept them, but the Converse boots that flip and turn different colors when you flip the top down, could never wear them. Kept them for years. And then, pre-teenatrix, flat-footed.
Really?
So this is all she can wear is shoes like this. That's messed up. We can't share shoes, but we share shirts now. Yay. But anyway, I love these shoes. I want them.
They are cute. They are very cute.
I blame both of you. It's your fault.
What?
It's your fault. I can't wear them. It's your fault.
How exactly?
Because I said so. That's why.
Oh, crazy. See what we deal with? You see what we deal
with? I gotta see what this is. I thought that was a boo. See how they tricked me? I thought that...
Captain America.
Did that supposed to be a Captain America?
I thought it was Assassin's Creed, is what I thought. Remember the guy that made the Assassin's Creed jacket?
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
So cool.
Yes. Somebody is selling something that looks similar to the Assassin's Creed jackets inside Second Life. They're really hot.
I think I've seen those. And he best be holding himself quiet. Okay, back to this one. Love this.
Oh, that's cool.
That is beautiful.
Pikachu, I choose you.
That is beautiful. I would actually wear that, and I am anti-Pokemon. I hate those little bastards.
Anti-Pokemon.
I am, but I would wear this. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of jewelry, even with the Pokemon ball.
Not so much for that. I don't really know.
You don't like Pokemon either?
No, I really can't stand Pokemon.
Now, see, if you wore this with a nice black dress, nice plunging neckline, your hair done up, some studded rubies at your ear.
Maybe. I'm not a Pokemon fan, man. I'm with Snow there. It's just
no. I'm not talking about Pokemon. I'm talking about the jewelry itself. It's pretty. I even took the Pokemon out there.
Okay,
did you hear the outfit?
All right. Yeah.
Only a gamer.
Now you put a Stargate in the middle of that. Ooh.
Right. You could do a whole lot with this. You could put a portal in the middle, a Stargate.
Ooh. Earth?
Yeah. I see something else. I'm going to have to close the screen because I see something I want to look at that I cannot open while you people are looking.
Oh, is it one of them?
It's one of them. I'm going to come
One
off.
Of them. Okay.
I'm gonna come.
One of them.
See, I had to hurry before Snow located it because it was on the screen. And she'd been like, hey, click down now.
Dude, pull it back.
Too late, I already.
It's my turn.
I don't know. Is it your turn? Yes. Is it your turn?
I believe.
Okay.
It is.
All right. I gotta share this because this just looks amazingly tasty. Oh my god, my mouse is being ridiculous. Okay, there we go.
And we're all watching. Mouse. We're all leaning close.
There we go. Look at that. Look how good that looks.
Wow.
So, I want to know how they did the blue.
Oh, dang.
I know, right?
That's a lot
Holy
of work.
Crap.
That is
yeah,
a
it
lot
is.
Of work. I
it
wonder who
so
Oh,
hated.
I know how they... Okay, I know how they did... I mean, I can't do the blue, but I know how they did the blue. There's this type of icing. It's more gel instead of, like, the matte kind of frosting. And they used that, and they spread it thick in some areas, and there's white icing beneath it. I think that's how they did it.
Oh, okay. All right. I can see that. So yummy looking.
I would be mad if somebody ate that cake.
I would. Oh, I'd be pissed.
Is she trying to? That's cute. That's funny,
yeah.
Because I was about to show you a cross stitch that you're probably gonna lose your damn mind over.
I've been thinking about getting back into cross stitching. I used to do it when I was younger.
Let me get this straight. You can't crochet or knit, but you did cross stitch, which is much more tedious than
yes.
knit or crochet.
It's not that bad. Cross stitching is actually not that bad.
No.
No, as a purveyor of all three, I think the cross stitching is the worst out of the projects to do. It's way slower. Well, yeah.
You get a pattern. It's really easy to follow. You just poke holes.
I'm going to say this again. Out of all three of those things, because you two won't try the other so that you can actually accurately compare. Out of the three of them, this one is more tedious than the other two. I'm telling y'all.
Maybe.
Y'all just intimidated because it looks complicated. If I showed you, you just stick this here and pull this out and then it does that. You'd be like, oh, really? That looked like you had to turn your hand this way and then put it under your leg. And then, that's not how you do it? No.
It really doesn't. It's not that bad. It's really not.
I'm not talking to you.
I don't think it's not that bad at all.
I'm not talking to you.
It's not that bad. I'm telling you.
Have you knitted and crocheted yet?
No, but I've
crossed it. No.
Don't hate.
Exterminate
the crochet.
There's the woman who is not getting any crocheted or knitted kitty ears for Christmas. No.
But I learned you. I learned you a long time.
I love you too. I'm going to make them, and then I'm going to take a picture of me wearing them on my head and say no ginger on the bottom of the picture.
That's what I mean.
All right, I've got something.
Are those cufflinks?
All right. No,
those are earrings. That's cute, though. Timey-wimey.
Hold on. I'm trying to stop sharing. It's being weird. There we go.
All right. I've got something.
Okay.
I found this. 8-bit fashion. Basically, it's showing you little things that you can actually wear that look 8-bit. This purse is adorable. I would rock it all the time.
You could make that with some duct tape, actually.
You possibly could, yes. But as I scroll down, there's something that kind of made me cringe.
Why?
This whole, I don't under, like, Minecraft.
I don't know what the hell's going on there.
It's a Minecraft
looking dress. I keep trying to focus it, and it just, my brain is like, well, I want it focused. I don't know.
Exactly. It's pixelated, and then there's this whole pixelated mess on her face. I'm not sure. I don't get it.
You could have done that a little bit differently where it would have worked out better. Continue down. Let me see what other horrific mess that.
This is awful.
It's the shoes that are messing up the tights. The tights might be okay by themselves, but
if you have black, like a solid color shoe and a solid dress, the tights might be okay.
Yeah. I was thinking, a black dress and some black shoes maybe. Yeah.
Black shoe, and you could even get away with whatever they have there for the heel with a black dress and black shoe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly even a red dress since it has the itty bitty pieces of red on those.
Maybe. Yeah. But them shoes and those tights, no. Although this key holder is adorable.
Okay, I want that. I'm buying it.
That's adorable. And then you have the murals, which I think is also adorable. And these are made of sticky notes, by the way. Post-it notes.
Okay, I'm doing that in my office.
That's really brilliant. I love how they're doing that.
I am doing that on my wall. I got a whole empty wall. I got a whole bunch of empty walls. I'm doing it. What is that?
And then you have...
Gary! From Gary's Pod.
This is Gary, a cosplay thing you can wear. And then you have these lipsticks and glasses.
Okay, see, now those pixelated glasses I maybe would like. Not about the lipsticks, because that would just...
The glasses are kind of cool. Yeah, I like the glasses. And then, of course, there's the purse again. We'll scroll down a little bit. This is a sticker. This is not real, by the way, but you can put this on the floor and kind of freak people out a little bit.
Oh,
and then I like the pixelated tie, and then, of course, the watch.
I like the watch.
The watch is adorable. And there's one more page. And I actually, this is so tacky, but I love it.
I actually like it.
It's tacky as hell, but I love it. I love the whole pixelated
thing. I don't like it at all.
I need one thing to be a solid color, though, not just the base.
Yeah, I agree.
I need the pillows to be a solid color.
Okay, all right. I might be able to get on that.
It's a little overkill. I'd be in my room just eyes watering.
I think that's kind of why I paused for a second when I first saw it, and I was like, you know, I love the idea of that, but, or at least make like the headboard be a solid color or something, because good Lord.
It's a bit too much. Okay, I love that trash can.
This is adorable. This is like the Windows trash can on your computer. This is the actual Windows trash can.
I love
it. And then these are just some 8-bit sculptures that were made that
I
actually really love.
They're really cool. I got to give it to them. It's just not my thing.
No, it's not my style, but that took a lot of
creativity work.
Yes, it did.
Okay, I gotta show this here cross stitch, just this one, because Ginger's gonna lose her mind when she sees it.
All right, you show me.
Are y'all ready?
Yes.
There it is.
That's a cross stitch?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Holy
That's
crap.
A lot of work.
Doctor Who, baby. And apparently she does a lot of them.
That is amazing.
You see over here, she does a lot of them. Yeah. No, this would not happen in my house.
That is way too much time on your hands right there.
No.
Well, maybe she sells
them. There's games to be played, movies to be watched.
Sometimes at the same time.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Or I got music going and there's a movie on and I play the game.
See, you two right here, this is the pattern for it. She's selling
it. I'm not interested in doing that, though. That's not my...
That's not my kind of thing.
Good for her.
Oh, God.
Look at the world.
Y'all see that? Oh, my God. That's a lot.
That is a whole crap ton. Jeez Louise.
I got to really love you and your character to do that business, really.
Right?
But I guess that's what it looks like as a pullout. That's actually pretty good. I had to give her credit. Fancy Face is what you call. Nice shop. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. No, she's got talent. Don't get me wrong. But, jeez, no.
Oh, wait a minute. Did she do Daenerys Targaryen?
Oh.
Damn, dang. Girl.
Dang.
Wow. That is really good. Really good.
That is really, really impressive.
That girl got mad skill.
Hell, maybe I'll cross-stitch something this summer. I got time.
See, them's right there is cross-stitching and crocheting. Those are all wintertime crafts.
I need you to start watching some YouTube and start making some mesh. That's what I need you to be doing.
Cross-stitch some mesh. That's what you do. Put this cross-stitch up on some mesh. That's what she was trying to say. I had to put it hood for you.
I know. She didn't even see those shoes we were looking at earlier.
Mm-hmm. You've been told. No, you've been told.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We're about to get out. Well, luckily that changed before I could click on it because, oh, my God.
Mago?
Yes, because stop before we look at the babies because y'all know what happens when we look at the babies.
Galfrey falls no more. I love these earrings. Oh, wait. Am I sharing it? Oh. Let me share. There we go. I love me some Doctor Who stuff, man.
Those are lovely. See, I would wear them. I would not even know they were Doctor Who, and I would wear them and just be happy.
Yes. See that language? Yeah, that's the language of the Whovians.
I do not speak Whovian.
The Sky Lords.
I do not speak Whovian.
You should totally speak Whovian.
I do not speak
Whovian. I love these outfits that they can put together with these. I think these are amazing. There we go. I want them to fit my entire screen. I love this. And I love the little jacket add-on. I think that is a nice touch. I'd like to see what it looks like all together.
Wait a minute. My screen loading all slow. Hold up. Now, that's actually a good outfit.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
And that would be the first time I've ever seen one of those types of skirts that it looks nice.
Yes, it would
totally go with the outfit. I kind of like that.
I do too. I think I like it because it's not overwhelming.
Yeah. You can wear them blue tights with anything else, but I kind of like it with the boots. When I look at it with the boots,
yeah.
They kind of pop and it works. It works.
It does. It really does.
Who put this together? Thank you, Chloe Converse. That is lovely.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is a very nice outfit she put together. Oh, I like that one, too.
Yes, I do, too. And I love that top. I think that top is very, not only just very feminine and sexy, it's just very pretty.
It's loose. You can eat hot wings in it when you're out with your boyfriend, and, you know,
you
don't have to worry about your belly.
I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, it could be one of those. You go to the club in it. You just go out anywhere in it, depending on what you pair it with.
Well, change up your shoes. Go a long way.
That's true. I love these earrings. Really, I do. Amy and Rory are two characters on Doctor Who. Everybody loves them, mostly.
I would not wear Amy and Rory, but those are beautiful earrings. Can we put my name in both of those? Is that what?
Corey? Maybe.
I want my name in both. Yeah, Corey, in both of them.
I wish Noah was here, because this Ood necklace is totally up her alley. Not only does it have the tentacles, but it's Doctor Who. So.
You know how she is about tentacles. You may have to show her that when she comes back.
Yeah. I think it's really pretty. I wouldn't have thought to have done something like that with a necklace. That's just...
Well, I don't know. Look, maybe. I don't know if I would have thought of doing it in terms of Doctor Who, but, you know, it's a tentacle necklace. That's kind of
But I could see it hanging inside my TARDIS jewelry box.
Now, this is definitely a project that you could work on in the summer that's pretty easy to do.
Yes. I like this a lot.
You can find this box, any box like this, in a Michaels on a weekend. I think Michaels is having a special, my crafters out there, 30% off for the next 2 weeks. Remember to take your iPhones and Androids with you with the coupon on it. And you can buy
Michaels
one of these.
Oh, does Michaels do coupons? I didn't know that.
Digital coupons. It's like
Don't tell my mom. Oh, my God.
$5 and then 30% off, and then you go around and you get your paint. They have wood paint, and then the rest of it is this is aluminum paper. Y'all see how I'm breaking down how to do the craft? This is what I do standing in the store. You got your gold class. They might already be gold. If they're not, you can do a little bit of gold paint or a little gold stain.
Yeah, and this is going to be just that little bit of wood stuff that they sell. You know, you cut it down the size. You missed this, but I had to show it to you. It's not Cthulhu.
Dude, I'm not a Whovian. Oh my God, that's adorable.
Is that a cake?
Yes, it's Yoda, R2-D2, Chewie, and then Darth Vader.
Wow.
I'm not quite for sure how they did the whole fur piece there, but...
That's a pipette thing.
Yeah. It's actually a frosting thing. Yeah, it comes out that
way. Yeah, it's a tip.
That one I know. That's the only cake trick I know.
I think that is so cool.
Oh, and the bottom and the top where, what's his name, is fondant.
Yeah.
Folded around. Yeah.
Most of it's fondant, but that is... Why do I know that?
Why do I know that and I can't do it? That's the problem. Why can't I do it?
Oh, I could probably do it if I worked hard.
Good. When you get here, you're making cakes every Saturday. Thank you.
No.
Everyone wants to be Amy Pond, the famous redhead.
I don't know. No. Because that looks like something I would wear every day. That's not special to me.
That's true.
A red shirt like that? No, I've not seen
I do. Or I did. It got a hole in it. So I had to get rid of it. I did.
How about
canine
earrings?
That's cute.
Aww. Do they bark?
No, but
that'd
they
be
should.
Cute if it did.
Why don't they ever make stuff that makes noise? Not that I would like that, because I complain if
not a big fan of that.
I wouldn't like it either, but I like to complain that, you know, I want it to make noise.
No, I meant her outfit. The dog barking would be adorable, but that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, me and those 3D glasses.
I kind of like it. I like the pants on the top of where they're paired. That jacket is really awesome.
I like it.
The jacket's awesome.
I like the jacket over the top, even with the pants. I don't like the sneakers with it. It needs to be a heel. I don't like the bow tie. That's overkill.
Yeah.
That is too much for that jacket. See, the jacket already has a ruffle on it.
I agree.
Or maybe it's a hair bow.
Maybe it's a hair bow.
Still too much.
I love that purse. That purse is amazing.
The purse is awesome. I like the necklace as well. I love the necklace. And I love the sonic screwdriver. That's cute.
I can't do 3D glasses. I would be blind and crying and running into stuff. I can't see 3D with them anyway. It's just useless.
I'm not quite sure what the... Is that a button? What is that? The wolf? Or is that gauges for your ears?
I think it's gauges for your ears.
Can I just get some regular Can I get some regular earrings? Thanks.
Yeah, I don't do the whole stretching of the no.
No. It, you know, each their own. I'm glad you think, you know, you like it and it looks good on you, but it's not me.
I look at the fact that one day I'm going to be an 80-something-year-old woman and I don't want no big old holes in my ear.
Yes.
Fuck that, man. I'm going to be 80 and I'll be like, yeah, I was one of those kids back in the day.
Well, see, I mean, that is all, you know, and whoever wants to do that, more power to you, like Corey said, and go hate on you.
You remember you have to keep up with the idea that when you're 80, things start to itch, and you may reach up and put something in the wrong place and pull and don't even know it because that's what I think about. I'm gonna be old.
That is true. That is very true.
Problems are gonna happen.
We gotta close out.
Yeah, it's time for us to go.
I want to show one last thing though. Let me share right quick, Ginger. Oh, you already did.
I stopped sharing. I
found this. It's a necklace. It's Hobbit.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
How cute. And it actually is a locket, so you could put like a little picture in there or something.
Why do I not have this? Oh,
how cute that is. I love that.
I think I would try to come up with some little wafer cookie thing that you put in there.
You know, ma'am. No. Why I got to be a cookie?
because it's a Hobbit and they always have food.
That's true. They do always have food.
But you know, you in Texas, put, like, you do that and you will have flies all around you trying to get the wafer of the cookie.
I just had a really sweet idea.
How about little leaves folded up to look like the little bread?
The limbus bread? It's actually just limbus because limbus means bread. But they had to say bread in the movie because no one knew what the fuck limbus was. But it's just limbus because that's Elven for bread. Anyway, moving on from that geek statement, I just had a really cute thought. You could put a photo of your loved one in there and you can say, I put you in here because you're always going to be my home. See?
Okay. Steal that. Go ahead and thank us.
Yeah, go ahead and steal that. You can give your girl this locket and put your picture in there and say, I just wanted to give you this. And then she'll open it and she'll say, because when you're with me, I always want you to feel like you're at home. See?
Oh.
You can steal that. You're welcome ahead of time. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, you know what? That was a good one to end on, but I got to do this one because cute.
All right.
Cuteness. Y'all ready?
Yep, last one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is adorable. And it's got the symbols on there for Earth and everything. Oh, my God.
I'm mad at pre-teenagers. Why were you not born later?
That is adorable.
When they had Pinterest.
That is so cute. Oh,
you
my gosh.
What? Good thing she wasn't because I was already broke. I would have no money. My baby would be decked out, and I'd have no money to feed her with. Nothing. Your baby's crying. She's hungry. Yes, but don't she look nice in her onesie? Don't she look good?
That's adorable. All right, we're going to go ahead and close it out. We got less than a minute. You can tune in on Thursday for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show because, you know, we love it rough, raw, and ready, and we are always, 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 always ready. Trust me. Moving on.
Let's go.
Oh.